Okay. On Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'Rav Yossi. Halacha is like Rav Yossi, that a Kohen Gadol that became posel, and they appointed somebody else to take his place. So the halacha is that he's not, the first one is not, the first one goes back to be the Kohen Gadol, and the second one can't be not a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedyot. So Tosfos says, L'maisa Hilchus HaMashiach. Right? What difference does it make what halacha is? It's not Nogeya till Mashiach comes. And the Gemara asks this question a lot of times, Hilchus HaMashiach. Some say Hilchus HaMashiach is only where you have to do an Aveira, and then what's it called, the halacha comes, something that's not Nogeya B'Zman HaZeh. But something like this, that's Stam Halacha, there you could paskin it. And Tosfos says also, it's Nogeya L'maisa B'Zman HaZeh, because it applies to any kind of Minui. He had somebody who was a Gabite stalker, and for some reason he had to go down. Somebody else was put in his place. When he's put back, the other guy, we don't let him remain or whatever. Okay. Umoder Rabbi Yossi Shim Ovad Ovar Avodasa Ksheir. Rabbi Yossi's Moder, that if he was Oved, his Avoda is Ksheir. The question is how he's Oved. Right? He's Oved as a Kohen Gadol, or he's Oved as a Kohen Hedyot. Right, he's not there to be a Kohen Hedyot because Maila Mekodesh Velo Moridin. So it must be that he's still a Kohen Gadol. But he can't be a Kohen Gadol because of Eva. So it's only because of Eva, right? Maila B'dievet, if he was Oved, is kosher. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Halachik Rav Yossi, Umod Rav Yossi, Shem Meis Rishon, Shechozer Lavodasa. That if the first Kohen Gadol dies, then the second one can take over and be Kohen Gadol again. Pshita, Mao the same, Havilate Tsara Michaim Kamashwam. I think since he was a Tsara, in other words, he was Pasul while the Kohen Gadol was alive, that we don't let him be a Kohen Gadol even after the death of the Kohen Gadol. Kamashwam, no, it's only Xera because of Ava on the spot, and Mamela is what's it called after the Kohen Gadol dies, is Kasha. Okay, let's see the Rashi, from the Daf before the Rashi is on. Shim Avad. Ovar v'ovad, right? Bishmon the begadim kekohen gadol avod as ksheira. If he was obeyed like a kohen gadol, then his avod is ksheira. The ha kohen gadol is ma'aser kohen gadol. Elo the amr rabbanon lo yishtamish mishum eva. The only thing is the rabbanon said that he's not allowed to be obeyed because of the ill feelings with the other kohen gadol. Avod bi'ar b'vari psula davar echosu begadol. But since he was a kohen gadol, he can't become a kohen hedyot. And if he therefore serves with only four begadim, he'll be pasul because he's been mechusar begadim. He's missing some of the begadim. Shechozer sheni lavodasa lekuna gedola. That if the first kohen gadol dies, the second one, what's it called, becomes kohen gadol. Pshita d'hamishum eva hu demitzel. It's pasul because it's the only reason he was pasul because of the ill feelings with the kohen. Kohen's dead now, so that doesn't apply. Mao the same. Mishum Eva Natsal Afla Akramisis Risham. The Omris Yishamish Akrav Havilet Tsara Michaim Kiisha Shitsar Lachaderta. The Omar Zumitsapa Mosa Yomus Vishamishu. We're afraid that if we'll let him be Kohen Gadol after the other one dies, it's going to be even causing more Tsar. The first Kohen Gadol is going to look at him all the time. This guy's waiting for me to die. Kamash Malan Vilchashin. For that, we're not Choshish. Just for the actual Eva of having two Kohanim Gadol at the same time, that's a problem. But that after he dies, he should take over. That's okay.
There's no problem to have more than one Kohen Gadol.
No. You have two people who are. There's no halacha that has to be dafka one Kohen Gadol, except Mishum Eva, not. But otherwise, this one was a Kohen Gadol. This one was a Kohen Gadol, and they both have the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. That there are different Kohanim that are like Kohen Gadol. It's a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, right? So he also has a din in certain things like a Kohen Gadol. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer At Isha Cheres Mesakninin Lo. Rabbi Yehuda says that we also not only have another Kohen to stay in his place, we get him another wife that stands in the wings, just in case this wife dies, that he'll be married, because halacha is V'chiper Ba'ado Vat Beso Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married, so he has to have a wife. So in case the wife dies, we have another wife waiting in the wings. So Rabbanan says, "Rabbanan nami hachayish l'shema." The Rabbanan are also afraid maybe something will happen to the first Kohen Gadol, become tamei, and you'll need another Kohen Gadol. So they, Rabbanan also say, we prepare another Kohen Gadol. So why aren't we afraid that the wife will die and he'll need another wife? If we're already afraid that maybe the Kohen Gadol will become pasul and need another Kohen Gadol, Why aren't we afraid about the wife? Amri l'chorabon and tumah shchicha, misalo shchicha. It's more shchicha for a kohen gadol to become tameh than for somebody to die. We're not worrying about somebody dying that day. So Rashi, tumah chayish l'shema yerubo psul. The rabban also choshish. Maybe something will happen to the kohen gadol, so we set up an understudy kohen gadol. So if that's the case, why aren't they afraid that something's going to happen to the wife and we'll have to set up an understudy wife? Many things that cause the kohen gadol to become tamei and pasul lavoda, right? But the fact that somebody's going to die, that we're not choshish for. Okay. Amru lo imkein ein l'dover sof. So the rabbanan said, if you're going to worry about setting up an understudy wife, then let's be afraid that the understudy is going to die. We need somebody to take her place, and there's no end. Right? So therefore, you don't do such a thing. You're not worried about it. You're not worried about the first one, just like you're not worried about the second one. Verse Shapa ka Amri Leilu Rabbi Yehuda. That's good taina. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Lachola Misa Dechadeta Chashina Misa Dechadeta Lo Chashina. To be afraid that one person is going to die, yeah, but to be afraid that Anyom Kippur, both of them are going to die, right? That's already Lo Shchiyach. And the Rabbanim weren't misakin things that are Lo Shchiyach. And the Rabbanan hold, no, if you're choshish already, somebody's going to die, you should be choshish that two people are going to die. And if you're not, then you shouldn't be choshish at all. I, Rabbanan, Nemru, Inul, Nafshai. And what the Rabbanan says, the same thing to themselves. If we're choshish that the first kohen gadol is going to become tamei, let's be choshish that the second one's going to become tamei, and we'll have another understudy for him. Of a whole line of kohanim gedolim waiting in case something happens to the first kohen gadol. Amr l'cha Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Zorisu. No, Kohen Gadol is Zoris. And he's going to be careful not to become Tameh. Where he says, Zorisu, lam misakin Kohen Acher. He's such a Zoris, what are we afraid that he's going to become Pasul? And what do we have even won? Where he says, Kivin Davdinan Leit Zora, Koshkein de Mizdaris Tvei. Right? Maisa, since we make another Kohen Gadol in his place. Right? So he's going to be extra careful. Right? Now it's not just a question of him not doing the Avod, there's somebody else doing the Avod instead of him. So be extra careful to make sure that he doesn't become tamei. So the one there, that's there, that reminds him that if something happens, he's going to lose the avodah, and this guy reminds him that he's going to take over, makes him extra careful to make sure nothing's going to happen. Rashi. Nemru inu l'nafshayu, kiven da amrei iiko l'mecha shchayshina nomi l'misa v'tarte, nemru nomi betuma, iiko l'mecha shchayshina nomi l'tuma v'tre. Let them say the same svara to themselves. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're afraid that one wife's going to die, why aren't you afraid that both are going to die and have a third one? Why don't they say the same thing themselves? If you're afraid that the Kohen Gadol will become Tameh, why aren't we afraid that the understudy will become Tameh and need another one under him? And if that's the case, then Eilu Dover Sof, so we shouldn't be misakin anything. Because you can't fix up the thing altogether, so don't do anything. Zorisu, the Nishma Minatuma. No, really the Kohen Gadol is careful and he's not going to become Tameh. Avomisa Eimus Ribyodenu. But Misa is something that, what's it called, that if you're choshish for it already, you can't be careful not to die. Okay, so the Misa, but the reason we do one by Tuma is to keep the Kohen Gadol on his toes. But there's no reason to misakin even one by Misa, because that's something that's not beyond the Kohen Gadol. And if you're choshish for one, you should be choshish for many, the Rabbanan hold. And since it's impossible to be choshish for everything, therefore we're not choshish b'chlau. What?
Can't be also?
It could, but it could be something that you can be careful for too. Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Misogi le b'takanta." How does this takana work? Right? What do? We set up another wife for him, just in case the first one dies, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beso amarachmana b'havlach beso. Lamaisa, the fact that she is in the wings waiting to be his wife is not. She's not his wife. So if the other wife dies on Yom Kippur, this one wasn't yet his wife. So the Maisa, whenever he was Oved without a wife. Now if he'll marry her on Yom Kippur, it's a little late. Right? If something happens, what's it called, after some of the Avoda was done. The Mekadishla. No, talking where he marries her Erev Yom Kippur. He's Mekadish her Erev Yom Kippur. Aivah kamad lokonishla la besohi. The Maisa, as long as he doesn't, what's it called, bring her into the chuppah, she's still not called beso. The Konishla, no, he brings her into the chuppah. Okay, so before Yom Kippur, he lechora now has two wives. He has two wives. So it says, in Cain, havi le shnei batim. Now he has two wives when your kippur comes in. Barachmona omr v'kippur ba'ado v'adeso v'lo bad shnei bad. He has to have one house, not two wives. So now's a problem. How could a kohen gadol be oved on your kippur with two wives? It's interesting. Rambam holds that a kohen gadol b'chlal can't marry two women. He can only marry one wife. From this Gemara's mashma, it's only a problem because of the Yom Kippur. But if it wouldn't be Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol could marry two wives. So they say that the Isser of a Kohen Gadol marrying two wives is only actually living with both of them. But just being Machnas or Lechuppah isn't over that Isser, that's only Vagabi Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, the Hover Megarishla. No, talking where he divorces her. So that to the is a problem. He divorces her as wife. So we have the same problem. And that maybe now this one will die and he won't have any wife. If he divorces her, then we have the same problem we had before. And Rashi explains, and Tosus explains, that these questions are not real. It's the same Mandiomer is explaining what in the end is going to be the halacha. He's just going through that couldn't be this, couldn't be that, couldn't be this, so it must be this. It's not a real shakal of atari of the Gemara, because none of these terutzim can stand. If you look at them, each one by itself, there's a million questions on them. It's just going through the reasoning till we get to the end of what actually happens, but how we come to that conclusion. But these are not possibilities that really were meant to be a possibility and then shlugged up. They never were meant to be a possibility. They just were what's it called? Can't be this, so it must, in the end, it must be this. Tomorrow we'll see what it must be, but today we'll get to the what can't be. Right? So Rashi, let's see Rashi. Bitakanta Basmana. How's it going to help just to set aside a wife who could, standing in the wings, ready to be married? Lamaisa, if she's not married, then she's not his wife. Hadrin Kushin, the Shema Tomos. So our Gemara holds that he marries her heir of Yom Kippur, because really he can't marry on Yom Kippur because what's it called, Kedushin Zosar on Shabbos and Yontif, Midrabana. So you marry her before Yom Kippur. The Yushalmi holds that the whole case over here is talking about you marry the second one on Yom Kippur. And even though it's a Shvus, ain't Shvus for Mikdash, it's a Tzorich for the Kohen Gadol, and they weren't Gozer, they let you marry her. The problem is, and it also says, you're Machnas or Lechuppah. There's a shayla chuppah she'ena ruya labia. Is that a chuppah or not? Here on Yom Kippur you can't have relations. It's awesome. So how can it be? It's not a chuppah she'ena ruya labia. If you're talking about Erev Yontif, you could live with her then. But if you're talking about on Yom Kippur itself, it's chuppah she'ena ruya labia. So they say that that chuppah she'ena ruya labia is only when there's some iser be'etzem in the woman. But here the iser is not in the woman. The woman is livable. Just as Yom Kippur came, it's a separate issue from the outside, that's, and it's something that will go away immediately in time. Right? That's why I say a woman's a nida could be a zechupa rui levia, because it's going to go away in what's it called, in 7 days. So here also it's going to go away in time. Here it's even better than nida. Even if you hold nida is zechupa shenu rui levia, there you need a mice of tvila. Here you don't need anything, just need Yom Kippur, the sun to set. Okay, so now so Gemara says like this: Hadra Kushin the Shema Tamus. The Maisa, if what's it called, if you don't marry her, then if the first one dies, then you don't have two bat. If you megarish her, then there's still the problem. If the first one dies, the second one was divorced. Right? It's obviously that can't be the case, because if you divorce her, what was the purpose of marrying her? But again, we're just thinking through what all the possibilities are.
If he was separate from the suin, could he? Like betrothed another woman, she's like
semi-considered,
like with a tanai or something.
Well, let's say. I don't know what your kasha is. Let's say. He marries her, heir of Yom Kippur, right? And now when Yom Kippur comes in, we don't want him to have two wives when he's over davoda. So he's megarish the second one. He's mekadosh her. He's megarish her on a condition. The Amar lo harezu giteich amanash tamusi. This is your get in case you die. Okay, if you die, Lamafreya, you never were my wife. So therefore, if she dies, what's it called? We'll see what I'm saying. The whole thing doesn't make sense, but in any case, if she dies, then Lamafreya, she never was his wife, so only had one wife. Right? If she doesn't die, okay, and the first one dies, then she was his wife. Okay, then she still remains his wife, because the get was only on Manasseh that she dies. Now she didn't die. Where it says the Dilma lo Maisa, the Havilish Nebatim. Maybe nobody's going to die. Nobody dies right? When they're both his wife, then we have the same problem we had, right? That he's now he did the avodah with two wives. So that can't be. Ella the Omer La Hareza Gita Chamanashalot Hamusi. I'm giving you this get on the condition that you don't die on Yom Kippur. Okay, if you don't die, then this is your get. Okay, so Elo Misa Migarshala. If she doesn't die, then the get takes effect. So he doesn't have the second wife. She Lamathreya was never his wife because she was Megurish before Yom Kippur. The Im Misa Ha, and if the other one dies, then she's left. So then he has one wife. So good. If the other one dies, right, she's the wife. If she dies, right, if she doesn't die, then her get is a get. Mameli only had one wife, the first one. Samara says, Vidilma Hilo Misa, Vahavile Gita, the high Gita. Maybe Takashi won't die, so her get will be a get. Umaisach, and the other one will die. She won't die, and the other one will die. What will that be then? He'll have no wives. Her get will take effect because she didn't die. The other one, it was dead. So there's no wife anymore. Right? Umaisach there to become Le Belobayas. And he's left without a wife, so that can't be. Ela, the Omer La, Menashe, Tomus, Achas, Mikem. Right? He gives her the get, and he says, I'm giving you this get, I'll menace that one of you die. If one of you die, then your get is a get. Either one. So, if she dies, you don't need the get anymore. She's dead, and you only have one wife. If the other one dies, right, then her get's a get. Right? Amisaha kaimahach. If she dies, the other one's still around. Who didn't get any get? Misahach, if the other one dies, ha kaimaha. She's around. Okay? Because what's it called? She didn't die. So her get is only if she dies. So Mar says, Adumalo Mayas Lo Khadami, now maybe nobody's gonna die. If nobody dies, what's it called? The Havile Shnei Batim, then no get's gonna take effect and he's gonna have two wives. So that can't be the case. Va'od, ki hai gavna miyavi gita. If you give a get, right, in something that depends on the entire life of the woman, this is your get only if you, what's it called, if you die or don't die or whatever. So it comes out that until she dies, she's still connected to this guy with the Tanai. The only time this get will become a get is if she actually dies. So her whole life, she's still connected to this guy. That's not called Krisis. Right? Person gave a woman to a get to a woman. He said, I'm giving this get on Manasseh that you don't drink wine for the duration of my life and your life. Ainza Krisis. That's not get. She's constantly connected to him through this Tanai all her life. There's no time in her lifetime that she will be free of this guy. Because she always has to keep the Tanai because of him. But it's her whole lifetime. Therefore it's not Krisis. But she said, I'm making it tonight that you can't drink wine the whole lifetime of so-and-so. Then that's a good get. Why? Because it's possible that so-and-so will die before her, and she'll be finished with him, what's it called, during her lifetime. Then it's called Krisis. How is it Krisis? So here, he's making it tonight that's her whole lifetime. That only the get is chal only when she'll die. So then it's not going to help. The Mafreya, then get what difference it makes. It makes a difference that she wouldn't have been his wife retroactively from Erev Yom Kippur. But that can't be. Because if you make a Tanai that exists the whole lifetime of the woman who's being divorced, it's not a get. Ela de Omer lo hareza gitach amanash lo tamus chadertecha. Gives her the get, and he says, this is a get as long as the other wife doesn't die. Right? So Elo Misa Chaverta Megarsha. If the other one doesn't die, then this one's divorced, so he only has one wife. Retroactively, she was never his wife, and the other one remains his wife. The Imisa Ha Ha'akai Maha. Right? And if what's it called? The other one dies, then she's around. Right? Because he made the get, Tali, if the other one doesn't die. If the other one does die, then it's not a get. So it's not a get, and then I have you as a wife. So if the other one didn't die, this is your get. If the other one did die, then you don't have a get. So either way, you have a wife. Mara says, no, but Dilma Mayas Chaverta, but Palga Davoda. Maybe the other one will drop dead in the middle of the Avoda, not in the beginning. Okay? The Igloi Milsala Mafreya comes out retroactively, right, that she was his wife till that point. Okay? because the other one, what's it called, died, and it's not a get. That means it can't ever be now retroactively a get because it's the get's butler. So till that point in the avodah, they had two wives, right? And lemafreya the gita the halav gita who avod le avodah b'shnei batim. So now he had two wives. So that can't be either. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amenasha tamusi biyom kippurim, giving you the get on condition that you die on Yom Kippur. If you die on Yom Kippur, this is your get. The im meisa bo biyom, if she died on that day, nimtza get lemafreya. Then the get is retroactive from Erev Yom Kippur. They ain't kind of, and when he did the avodah, he only had one wife, because this one wasn't his wife retroactively. The imlo meisahi, and if she didn't die, umeisa chadert, and the other one died, then he has a wife. Then nishara li zo shein haget get. The chol zug yizos ain't terutzim shebo yicholim lamod. None of these terutzim can really stand by themselves. It's obvious that they never were meant to be a legitimate terutz, because there's holes full of them. Like this case over here. It's obvious that it's possible that the first one, what's it called, will die. Not what's it called, the way we said. Kiesh, or both of them won't die. Kieshla and Chuvos Rabos. There's questions on each one. It's a process. We're trying to get to the end. So what the Gemara is saying is that this can't be, and this can't be, and this can't be, so therefore this must be the case of the Mishnah. And doesn't even mention all the questions you can ask on each one. Just we discount it because obviously this can't be the answer. Until we finally get to the real answer, right in the end, but we want to discount all the other possibilities before. So it was never really meant as, these were never meant as legitimate answers, even possible. They were only meant to, process of elimination. That's the idea. The Dimelo Maisa, the Ein Haget Get. Amanashalo Tomus, the Elo Maisa, Kedikomer, Havi Legita, the Mafreya. Now he gives her on the mom, now she doesn't die. And if she doesn't die, then the get's a get, so she's not a second wife. Kahai gavna shatznai toli b'chayehom yavi get. Beyond that, you give a woman a get that's toli in something that won't change until she dies, it's not a get, because the tznai keeps her connected to him till her death. Ein zekrisu shari kol yimei chayeh akshurabo. All her life, she's still connected to this guy because of the tznai. Ba'anan krisus b'in. We need something that cuts between them. There's nothing cut between them during her whole lifetime. She can get married after that guy dies. The get then is a get, and now he's separated from her. It's even a get now. We're just waiting for that guy to die. We're only afraid maybe if she'll drink wine, she'll mevatel the get. But if she doesn't drink wine, then the mafreya, she's going to be megureshes. So really, she's not an Eshesish now either. That's what Rashi says. Shalom Thomas Chadertech, the Elom Mesha Chadertech, Habila Get. I'm giving you this get, Amenas, that the other one doesn't die. If the other one doesn't die, then this one's Megureshes, only had one wife. But Afreya, the Ein Kanela Bayisechot. But then Gemara says, but what if the other one does die? What's it called? And this one also, well, and this one, not this one, dies. And this one, what's it called? And this one also dies, and Afreya, they had no wives. So none of these can be the answer. Tomorrow we'll see what the halfway down the daf, the Gemara finally says what the real answer is.